Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Gabriel, take a chair. I'll be right in there, right here.
I'll
be
right
back. I said, don't be cool. Perfect. Are you all right? So the three things I want to do is I want to say briefly the halachas, minhagim / halachas that are relevant and different this year. It would be funny to me, not as a tzibur, to prepare a little, and there are some unusual things, including things I'm worried people will forget. So I want to say the halachas for you and for me. I want to chazer. I want to share a little the inyan of the chag. I don't want to share revert. I'll explain when I talk about it. I want to share a little the in, some a little bit the inyan of the chag, not vartim to say over. But my son has ready. He has a chair. It's a full chair. But as I naya sit, and more chairs. You said, Yehuda, you have that chair is for you. You want to hear something funny, Yehuda? That chair every Shabbos, my son Yehuda sits in. So it's a Yehuda chair. That's mamish where he sits his makom kavod. It's reserved for Yehuda. So the three things we're going to do halachas that are relevant this year, not vartlich. Vartlich's wonderful. Everybody prepare vartlich. I want to try it a little bit as it's a holy time. I want to tap into something, and then I want to sing. I want to sing together. Chag's coming. I want to tap in, and so those are the three things I want to do. To get to the halachas, already what's unique this year, just that we have some Bechayrim here, I assume. Do we have any Bechayrim? I'll skip. Bechayr. So the fast of the Bechayrim is Thursday this year. It's not Erev Pesach, it's Thursday. There's a Shaila, there's talk, there's conversation. We're getting to the Halacha. Thursday is the fast. We will have a Siyam. Aaron Stevens making, I think his first Siyam, his life will be, which we're going to put together. We're going to talk tomorrow of Shmuley and I to try to plan some Siyam for Aaron. Will have a Siyam. Anybody could come join us, but the fast of the is on Thursday. So Thursday morning we'll have a fast. We'll have a Siyam for the Bechayim, and everybody could join in Bereivam Thursday morning. That's the fast, the Pash is the fast. Again, most years it's Erev Pesach for the Bechayim. This year of Pesach Shabbos, of course, it's not the fast. Some say so make it Friday. The minute Klal Yisrael, what the Messiah, what people do is Thursday. Are there people who love Chumras and fast and make Siyumim Friday? To me, the more parties, the better. The Tainus is on Thursday. So that's when the Siyum is. That's in terms of Bedika, our Mitzvah Bedika with the Bracha is Thursday night. It's not normally we baidik the chametz. Normally we do bedika on Lel Yud Gimel. Here Lel Yud Gimel is Friday night. We're not going to search and destroy. So bedika as chametz, come in. So bedika as chametz is going to take place on Thursday night with the bracha, with putting out the 10 pieces Thursday night. I've already expressed to people leaving early that they do the bedika the night before they leave Bali bracha. But for everybody else, it's this Thursday night. That bedika is normal. It's a different time than other years. Normal bedika, normal bracha. After the bedika, everybody should say kol chamira. And what we do is we mevatel the chametz, but we aren't mevatel all of our chametz, because we still have chametz we're going to eat Friday and Shabbos. So we mevatel the chametz all the other chametz, but there's still chametz we're interested in. Now the minig Yisrael, here's where things get dicey. We are going to burn our chametz Friday morning. Very interesting, because really you could burn your chametz anytime Friday. According to the strict of the law, tashbisu sar batechem, we're trying to get rid of by Shabbos late morning. It's very confusing this year, Avi. Shabbos late morning is Erev Pesach, and we're trying to get rid of the chametz by Shah Shishas, by the sixth hour of Erev Shabbos. We want to get rid of our chametz. But we're going to burn the chametz Friday, because we can't light a fire on Shabbos Kodesh. And when we burn it Friday, be'emes, we could burn it the whole day, because Tashbisu Sar Batechem, as long as it's before Shabbos, 6th hour. But the minig Yisrael is to burn it before the sixth hour. It's a very cool svarim. It's a guy like me who's very klutzy. I just appreciate it. Now, in svarim, they're cool things. Whatever we do in Klal Yisrael for convenience, I promise there's like big stuff. But we're practical people. The minig Yisrael is to burn it before the sixth hour. The reason in the Paiskim say to burn it before the sixth hour, Aruch HaShulchan brings it, I love the practical reason. Again, a klutzy guy like me appreciates this. According to the letter of the law, burn the chametz the whole day, Erev Shabbos. So Yod Gimel, what's the problem? Toiv las is kishar hashanim. It's good to do like all other years. And to burn it before chatzais. Because you don't want people mixing up. After Chatzais, Yehuda's going to be there. He's going to see his dad burning it after in the afternoon. He's going to forget next year and think he could burn it in the afternoon. So people see we burn it before chatzais. Another year, if you burn it later, it's an Issur D'oraisa. You kept chametz till after the zman of Josh, so your family should see uniformity.
The zman is before chatzos,
or
the same zman as always.
Same zman as always. It's funny the lush and the arka shochan is, but the yevet it's till before chatzos. It should be the zman you always do it.
But the yevet you can't do in the afternoon.
Now what? You can do in the afternoon. But the best thing, kaiv. If you miss it, burn it later. But the best. Shaving after chatzis, you don't have that halacha, the normal Erev Shabbos. But in terms of burning, the best is to burn at the time as always. Now again, I can't say you're not yotze, and you can't. The best is to burn it. We're going to try. B'li neder, Maish burns it, we do it to Russ's. We're going to try to keep this time. No, right, Russ? We'll try to do it Erev Shabbos early. And I ask everybody to try our best. It's a very good time. So no, to do it the normal time of burning beer chametz. Yeah, to try the normal time. This way, other years, our kids are confused. They're in Yanim. They're cool stuff to think about. Anytime you see something like this, antennas go up. That's the whole reason. You could come up with deep, good Torah, but for right now, we're all going to try that we're going to do our Biur Chametz on Erev Pesach. You know what? I'm going to move back, like next to you. Come, I will be right between you. This way, we can face everybody. So we're asking everybody that the Biur Chametz Erev Shabbos should be the normal time. Kids will see five. I'm asking everybody, I'm not putting chumras on the tzibur. There's a svara for each other's kids, for our own families. These things are real things, especially Pesach, when we're such Messiah. Kids remember, I remember my father, and this is how mistakes happen. Years later, kids, I remember in our town, we did beer chametz later. Chas v'shalom. The kid doesn't remember that year was Erev Shabbos. These are classics. Claudius, we're very careful with these things. So I'm asking you, if you're doing your beer at 2 in the afternoon, Yisrael Meir's going to walk by, Yehuda's going to walk by, and then in years is going to say, Eidus. To have a talia when I was a youngster, I remember the Chashva family's here. I don't want Yisrael Meir to have an Eidus. He's going to say, I saw Rav Moshe Chaim Levenberg, the Tzaddik. It's a big person. I saw him burning chametz 2 o'clock. He's not going to remember that year. And he's going to say an Eidus that was so careful. So I'm asking the Tzibra, as a Tzibra, let's do our burning before this. Man Toiv, it's a good Tzach. It's very, very, very beautiful. And this way, nobody ever makes a mistake. They see the beer chametz is in the right time. Now, here's where I'm the most concerned. I want everybody to focus because this is where I'm most nervous. We did a bittul at night, like we always do by the B'dikah Thursday night, but we weren't mevatel everything. We're eating Friday, we're eating Shabbos. Now, here's where it's tricky. Every other year when we burn the chametz, we do a bittul. And we say, now mevatel everything. When we burn it, we're not doing a bittul this year because that would make no sense. I'm mevatel everything. It doesn't make sense. I'm going to eat Friday night and Shabbos day. I'm eating more chametz Friday afternoon. I'm still allowed to eat chametz. So we're not going to do bittul by a burning different every other year. Here's where we need
to...
No kol chamir by night, Thursday night. Shabbos day, there's no reason. We're not adding anything. By Friday morning, I'm sorry. We're not adding everything. So what we're going to do is on Shabbos Kodesh. On Shabbat has to be very important before the Zman Isser. Once Chametz L'Asabana, you can't do Bittul. So Shabbos day, we have to remind each other. The people here should remind each other, and wherever we are, and all the kids have to do Bittul. Nayach, you can't just rely on your tat. I told you when you came, people mess. Kids can own things. Kids do own things. Nayach owns Tav Yisrael Dovi, owns Chametz. Have you own Chametz? So, Maish, you have to make sure it's not to do with your father. You're a bar mitzvah. You have to make sure. You have to make sure to do bittul. Maish, you have to do bittul. The chavri, our children. By the way, the ketanim, Yehudas, do bittul. Kids can own things. A youngster, get my kids. He got shalach manas this year, Levi. He got big time shalach manas. He owns. That's yours, Levi. So you own chametz. You have to do bittul. You have to be mechanech our kids. Everybody. Now, Shabbat, it's very unusual year. By the burning, everybody's there. Shabbos morning, the kids are here, the adults, you have to gather your family, let's be mevatel, everything we own. Everything we own, mevatel, on Shabbos Kodesh, we're going to do a bittul. So we'll talk about that right now. So I'll tell you a funny story, Elio. But everybody has to do bittul on Shabbos morning before the Zman HaEsser. So before this, it's before the end of the fifth hour, a person should mevatel. So Josh, you gather your family, everybody do bittul. Kids mevatel all the chametz, everything. Now at this point, Shabbos morning, it's very important. The following point, Eliyahu asks the sale. It's interesting. My tata taught me. I really got paras mishkava, and he taught me that I should do three kinyanim when people come. I thought it was rather out of character. Somebody's telling me to sell chametz. Clyde, my father taught me, so I do. We do three kinyanim. We do shtar, chalipin, and a handshake, kiaskov. So somebody came, said, what do you do so many kinyanim? I said, that's what my father taught me. And this year, my shtar was, I don't want to say it's puzzle, but I did, my shtar said, mechiras yodalad. At least the first half of people came. By the second half, I corrected it. It said Mechiras Yodalad. Now, we're not doing any Mechir Yodalad or Shabbos Kodesh. I will sell with the Goy on Yod Gimel. So it's Mechiras Yod Gimel, and we're going to sell on Yod Gimel. Now, we're going to speak out to the Goy that we're selling everything but what we're keeping for Shabbos. We're not selling to you. We're going to eat it. We're not jokesters. So we're going to sell everything. It's going to be Chal on Friday afternoon.
I redid
the shtaris. I want that for the guy. But Baruch Hashem, I listened to Zayda Maish because I also did a chalipin. So they were memanim yeshrech. Now I didn't say when I was selling. They said sell my chametz. They wasn't totally in anything else. We did a handshake and they said again sell my chametz. So it's good. Even if the only kinyan we did is shtar, it would be good too. But don't tell anyone. But I feel good we did two others. It would still be good because it'd be an anan sadi. They don't want us to sell on Shabbos. So it would be good anyway, but I'm happy I did other kinyanim. I feel good about it. Because even if the shtar, there was one lady who came to sell. So I didn't even do the handshake. I only did chalip. And said, even the shtar is not good. Here, like it took away any shayla. There's only, it took away. But even if it was just the shtar, it would be good. But it took away Kol Shailas. We did other kinyanim to allow me to sell. But the shtar is still good, but the mechira is... Now, it's very relevant that we're selling on Friday. Because remember, the chametz you own, you didn't sell, you're eating Friday. Be make sure to get rid of it. Now, you're not going to burn it. Shabbos Kodesh. So make very careful with that chametz. Put it safe. And then what you should do is flush it down the toilet. Don't throw it in the garbage because you're not... Certainly, kzesim you can't have in the garbage. But no, b'li lachatz. There's no lachatz. Lachatz is a mistake ever. B'li lachatz, b'simcha rabba. We're freilich. We're doing mitzvah Hashem. B'li any lachatz. If you're making lachatz, that's chametz itself, the lachatz. B'li shom lachatz with a shmeichel, a smile, and freilich. It's geschmack. We're keeping mitzvah Hashem since when a mitzvah is associated with stress and pressure. B'li lachatz, geschmack. Kids were serving bread. We're going to be careful. With a smile, no... We're going to be careful. We don't want chametz in the house. So, and the chametz we have, we're going to have to flush down. To take the crumbs, let everybody eat the challah they're going to eat, and then flush the crumbs down the toilet. That's going to be the way we'll do beer. There are not too many other ways to get rid of it. You can't throw kseisim in the garbage, and you have chametz, and you didn't sell that chametz, because we're not selling what we have on Shabbos.
You have a dog.
So... If it gets what?
There's no brayer if you didn't eat it and selling it.
It's not. No, b'li lachatz, what I say is the leftover bread. Break up, flush down the throat. Enough bread for everybody to have a mitzvah, gishmak. No ladies are serving much chametz over Shabbos. They're going to serve the bread, the lechem they're going to serve. So you eat the lechem and the rest. Flush down the toilet, you're good to go. That's, remember, we paskin like the Rabbanon, that sreifas, you could do beer, chametz, b'chol. And anyway, we're machmi on most years, like Rav Yehuda, to do sreifa. We paskin like the Chacham, Shabbos day, we're going to, now, just a couple of other points, simple points. When, in terms of shalashuddis, the simplest thing to do, Friday, Shabbos will be davin early, all of Klal Yisrael davins early, because we have to finish chametz before the Zman Achila. Before this man, before, you have to finish chametz by 4 hours. So every shul in the world davens early, so people finish their chametz suda. In terms of breaking up the suda, that's not how my messiah. It's very complicated, the breaking the suda. Could somebody do it? A lot of frum people do that. If you do it, make sure your ikr suda is the first one. Because that's shal shul is not supposed to be the ikr. So if you're rushing a shtickle, I don't rush too many things in my life. I don't know if that's the chatz. To me, rushing lachatz is b'di'evid. So I don't like to sue this. I don't like it. If you made stress in your home, shame on you. You hurt Shabbos, oinig Shabbos, covered Shabbos. A guy's like, if he's mamish, such a calm guy, and he does, a guy like me, one suda in the morning, and then in the afternoon, I have payers. I have payers for shalosh shudas with fakert in the afternoon. What? Afternoon, they make usually an early mincha gedayla people make. It's anyway better to have shal shudas after mincha, even if you have two suddas in the morning. The frumis still have a payers anyway. So I'm not making fun. If you want to, you bench by the first. You're going to half hour. I mean, why do you have to just eat, finish chametz? Who said you have to bench? People want to wash their mouths out, they have to throw out. There's a lot to do. So yeah, theoretically, you could continue the suda, wash out your mouth. It's not like a problem with suda's chametz. So the answer, you don't have to bench by this man. Typically, people have so much to do. So this way, you finish the suda, and then you get rid of the chametz. You have time to do what you need to do. If you want to do it during the suda, be covered gadol, and then there's no more chametz. Huh? Get rid of the chametz. They get rid of chametz. People like washing their mouth out. The guard like this. What?
Yeah. Yeah. Don't shave after.
Yeah, Shabbos. So, but I want to say. It says dry. That's the normal halachas of Shabbos that people do. What I want to say, if I'm not making fun, if somebody breaks up the suda, I just want to like let it be thoughtful. First of all, your first suda should be your ikker. So don't have. I've seen people say they have bread and fish, then they have the rest. So it's not appropriate. It's not appropriate. You didn't. Your chumra was a kula. You're supposed to have a suda. Why was your day? You just mivayish. It says bad punishments mivayish the day suda. Very bad things. Don't, for a chumrah, do bad things. If you make lachatz in your home, bad. If you didn't have the first suda, nakishmak, the first lachatz is bad. If you caused anybody a stitch of tzaris, and then stop me, what you do? That's the biggest cool I ever heard. No coolest. If a guy is geshmak for his whole family, then he could have lechem in the morning with the main suda, finish, and have lechem again, all way before this man. Don't miss
it. Whole suda for chatzais?
No.
You can have chametz, stav,
but he has to take care. Make sure to take care of everything you need to take care. Now, what I do is one suda in the morning, and then in the afternoon, after mincha, I have peiros, and my shal shudas with peiros. I like washing by shal shudas on Erev Pesach that falls. Shabbos is Erev Pesach. I can't wash by Shalosh Shudas. So there I have Paris. That's what I do.
What if I didn't have an early minion?
Oh, good question.
When? Shabbos
Day.
There is such a
mila to have fruit. There's a mila to have it after mincha. If a person did it, then he did.
Shabbos. First meal. Shabbos. You woke up late.
So it says lehedya there. You can't have chametz. You don't. Litvish certainly wouldn't have a suda before Shachris. The person would have to daven first and can't have a suda. And then he just can't. I mean, what do they do? So then some even say to have, again, we don't do this typically there. Some say to have matzah shira. Some kind of to do it there, but yeah, that's what I would tell you. Somebody told me I overslept, that I didn't have, I'd probably be make with a matzah ashira. For the rest of us, don't do matzah ashira. We don't do matzah ashira. It's hard to find. The kitzer, don't do it. So that's those are the basic halachas. Just a couple of more tidbits.
Everybody makbet on kais yayin, like instead of the washing, do they do yayin?
If that person missed his man, maybe that would be an eitzah. But just a couple more tidbits that are important. Don't say chevra. Don't say so as you tell your kids sleep Shabbos because I want you to be up for the seder. You're not allowed to say that's achon. You're allowed to do it. You're allowed to sleep. You're allowed to sleep at Shabbos. Don't say it. What?
How do you say that?
You say kol chamir v'chamidik v'shusit v'chazdei v'loy chazdei.
What? Then you had it. You're saying it right. Who's
saying it right now? Who's doing it right now?
You do it right now.
Do it right now. It's right now. I can't have on Shabbos. In terms of sleeping, don't say it. Don't say you're sleeping for the night. Don't tell your kids to sleep for the night. That's hachana. So a person says, I'm going to sleep. Don't say sleep for the night. That's hachana. We don't want to be meichin on Shabbos L'chol. So that's something not to be meichin. Yes,
I was curious, how early is too early for Shabbos? How early on Shabbos is too early?
I love it, Elio. Such a varmi. You're my type of yid, Elio. So these are the basic. These are the basic halachas that I wanted to share with the chevra. Did we touch it all, Rav Ezi?
Does the Mishnah tell us that by sleeping you could say, well, as long as this is what people usually do to prepare for this?
Yeah, you could say it like that. Because the nusach is complicated, sleep Shabbos, your kids could get a Shabbos nap. Don't say sleep for the Seder.
Can you tell them now? Can you tell them tonight? Yeah. Oh, wait, Shabbos. Go to sleep.
Sure. Yeah. Okay, so these are the basic. This is what I would advise somebody who goes to the mikveh Erev Pesach. Many of us, Yidden, guys like Elio, us Varmich Sidim. So you go to the mikveh Erev Pesach, B'li Neder, the minig is to go on Friday. That's the minig. Somebody goes every Shabbos, they're probably a terem, but the minig Pashtus, he doesn't go on Shabbos, the minig, and he goes Erev Pesach, so you go Friday. Yesh Tvarim, there's what to talk about Friday being Erev Pesach this year. But ain't kan makom larech. So this was the halachic part of our get together. I wanted for a few minutes. We didn't gather here to share Divrei Torah. I advise every person certainly will prepare Divrei Torah. That's something very, very precious to come to our Sudas and our Siddurim with Divrei Torah, of course. I tell the Chavar also to remember the Davin. Siyata d'shmaya. I always say a good Seder is a nes as big as Yitzias Mitzrayim. We all have different ages at our Seder. Different things attract different people. The youngsters want a young Seder. You have old people and young. Everybody, it's like a different Seder. How do you do it? How do we keep focused and geschmack? And everybody, there's so many, and then people are tired, and people, there's a lot of, and so be mispalo. Be mispalo to Hashem for a good Seder. I wanna share with the chevra that we're tapping into something. It's not about creating something. Certainly, as best as we can to make a geshmak, a seder. People love props and divrei, all these things, and it's wonderful. Understand there's something happening. We're tapping into something. Please understand there's something. The Leila Seder. I'd like to read three things to the chevra. Three brief things that are not a dvar Torah to say. You can say it over. That's not what I'm trying to do. I want to read three things. There's big things happening then, and I'd like to read this to the chevra. The first thing I want to say is a very famous Kedushas Levi. I've been talking since the p'tir of my father. I spoke about it at his levaya. I spoke about it, and I want to share this Kedushas Levi because I think it's like the night itself. And the Kedushas Levi says that the Torah Kedusha, the Radich, others say this too. I'm quoting the Radich because I love him. He says it, many say it. The Kedushas Levi writes that the Torah Kedusha calls Pesach Hagamatzis. And we call it Pesach, so interesting. Like, it was so like, the Torah calls it Chag HaMatzah. He said, we call it Pesach. I never heard a guy say, I'm going, where are you going for Chag HaMatzahs? I'm going for Matzahs, I'm going to Bordeaux. I'm going for Pesach to Bordeaux. So interesting. God calls it Matzahs, we call it Pesach. Interesting, Adam. Says the late Vardichever, Hashem's busy with us and we're busy with him. He calls it Chag HaMatzahs. He talks about the Emun of the Yidden. Lechtech Achrab, in Matzah speak, we left quickly and we didn't have time for our provisions to rise. We weren't interested in food. We were thinking about following Ratzon Hashem. Chag HaMatzah speaks about the Emun of my beautiful people. And Hashem calls it Chag HaMatzah. We called Pesach that Hashem skipped over our houses. He loves us and chose the Bechir of Avni Sukkot. Hashem, look how he loves us. You see, he killed the Mitzrayim who started up with us. It was Pesach and Arbatim. We're busy with Hashem and he's busy with us. And the Berditcheva writes that that's Tefillin. Pe'eiro yalai, Hashem's glory on me. In my Tefillin it says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lekim, Hashem Echad. And in Hashem's Tefillin it says, Mikamcha Yisrael, Gorechad, but it's Hashem's Tefillin. Pe'eiro yalai, his glory's on me. Pe'eiro yalav, and my glory's on him. Hashem's busy with us. The night is called Lel Shimurim. It says Tu Shimurim. It's Lel Shimurim, Lashem, and for us. This means Lel Shemur for Hashem, means Hashem's Shomer is Mamtin Umetzata. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants us, and we want him. The night of Pesach, he wants us, each and every one of us at the city, he wants. He wants, it's not how good I perform, how good of a job. It's a night at Shaykh that Hashem's into us, he wants us. He wants his people, he wants every Yid, with what they do, with what they bring. I've gone different years, you know, our kids say a lot of different Torah, they come from school, it's beautiful. So I have different ears, different kids want to say, how to trying to make a good say. No, I just want each kid to say this, say that. Each one's Aveda. All our Avedas want. Hashem is Shomer Lashem. He wants us. The night of Pesach, Hashem calls it, it's not a cute word. He called Geshmak a word for the Seder. It's an expression of the night, this Kedusha Slavi. That Hashem calls it, you should know, the night we're in, he calls matzahs. Hashem calls it my beautiful people. And we call it our beautiful Eibishter. There's an Ava here, two-way Ava. I was yearned by my father, then healthy relationships. We like prided, we were his sons, and we prided our Unzeretat, and he prided his children. I was like, yearned, good relationships, people. A guy wrote a story, he missed the boat, Lagami. A guy wrote about Rav Freifeld that a visiting Rosh Hashiva came and he had a bacher make a siyum and he was like making the bacher feel good. It was like a kunst and a trick. If it was a kunst and a trick, don't write the story. It's a stupid story. Now the bacher's older. He's like, hey, I was fooled by me. It's not the story. I wasn't there. Rav Freifeld really had pride in his talmidim. Now I read it. If it was a trick, the kid was stupid. He really prided. They prided in him, every healthy relationship. They were proud, our Rebbe, and the Rebbe was proud. My Talmidim had a tremendous pride in them. No trick. A visiting person came. He like showed off. Look, Bavarei, come. See this? He prided. That's a help. That's Mamish Asan Hashem. He prides in Am Yisrael, in each and every one. It's a pride. Shows us off. Mamish Kipshutai. I saw in Svarim a Mayrach on this. Hashem calls Palmal Yishamala Kol Yachid V'Yachid V'Yid. Reb Nachman's Mayrach on this. He shows off. He says there's not a Yid in Am Yisrael. Zero exception. That Hashem doesn't bring a Yid. Shows off to all the Ol Yainim. Say, see my son? See? It's tremendous pride. That's the night of Pesach. It's Lel Shimurim Lashem. He's Mamter Mitzapa for Yid. He wants to like show off the Yid. Guest of honor is there, and Hashem calls it. So that's one Kedusha Slavi. I wanted to share with the Chever, not as a vert. And we all have heard the vert. Let's tap into such a night that it's really a Metzius. It's important, it's a good way to enter a different Kedusha Slavi where he writes, Al Yedei the Mitzvah Salayla Yum Ayra. It's not celebrating what was. The line of the Kedusha Slavi, he says, we say Zman Cheruseinu. It's Man Cheruseinu now. Ha'inyan Kachu Shebechol Shana when we're Bnei Yisrael Mekayim in Mitzvah Habayir Baruch Hu, getting rid of chametz, eating the matzah, and all the other mitzvahs is Nitzayre Bechaste Agadol Ha'ara Gedayla. The same Ha'ara that was B'Yitzias Mitzrayim is Nischadesh again. It's happening now. When we read in the Agada, the Am Yisrael cried in Hashem, freed us, daven. Daven for the Yeshua. Pause your Seder for 3 minutes, 10 minutes, 10 hours, whatever you want. That daven. But it's not what was, it's happening. It's a Zman Mesugel for Tfilah. So we stop. Anitzakel Hashem, it's happening now. Pray with your Mishpacha. Pray to Hashem through the mitzvahs halayla. It's a Zman Cheir Seinu. It's a time of Geula. People are zeich in a tremendous Geulas from all the Mitzrayim and all the Mitzarim that trap us all, that trap Yidden all over. It's a Zman of Geula. And we daven and we pray and we're Isaac in the mitzvahs. It's Nisaira right there, the Zman. It's not what was. What was is. It's a Zman Gula of right now. So those were two. The last thing I wanted to share before we sing a little Tzazaman is I wanted to say that the name Pesach, and this is brought in all different Svarim. Here he quotes from the Beis Avram. Rabbi Shapiro quoted it from the Shem Mishmuel. It's quoted from different places. Here from the Slonimer, he says that it's called Pesach is the Bechina of Dilug. You could skip over. A person could be Zeichet, a big Madregas. Not could. A person is. Not could. The Leil HaSeid is tapping in that you have tremendous skipping. Pesach means to be Medalig, to skip. It says, man, we left quickly. That there was a swift, there was a sense. It's getting to a place of the purity of the year. That's the Leil HaSeid. It's that big Madregas. People wear the kit like Yom Kippur. It's a time of big Madregas that there's a skipping. The word Pesach means to be medalig, it means to skip. And it's a time that you get into that space, the Kedushas Yisrael, the preciousness. It is our time. Lakachas goy mikerv goy, Hashem created us. A yid means something. I went with Avi, I went to a school of kids that don't have the background that we're zeichah to have. I want them to know, I said, what's the difference between July 4th and Pesach? July 4th is a beautiful country we live in, a kind country. They celebrate the creation. So we have Pesach, our creation of Am. So what's the difference? What's the difference? So I didn't want to say one Indian. It's really kosher to the Indian I did say, is that July 4th is what was, Pesach is what is. But the reason that is not just it happened, it happens. But I want it. July 4th is a man-made construct. It's made by a human being. I always teach them the difference between English and Lashon Kodesh. This is not a hand. It's called a hand. It's not a hand. It's nothing about this. It's an H-handy, nothing. It's called a hand. When me and Yonah want to speak, we say hand. We picture this. It's not a hand. It's called a hand. It is a yad. It's not called a yad. It's a yad. It's a yodalad. It's a yodalad. What's this yodalad? It's a yad. It's what it is, a yodalad. You can see yodalad's 14. There are 14 knuckles in the hand. Your dalit is the four for any basketball player. No, these four, you hurt, you tape it up, you keep playing. The thumb's a different kind of dude. You hurt him, you're out for a while. Your dalit is dalit's the four and the little yod. It's a yad, that's what it is. It's not called a yad, it's a yad. If you read the Gila in English, you're yaitza. But if you don't know English, you said gibberish, you're not yaitza. If you read in Lashon Kodesh, you don't know Lashon Kodesh, you're yaitza. Because if you say yad, you said this. It has nothing to do if you know what you said. If you say hand, you don't know what this is, you said nothing. English is askamas umma v'umma, lashon of the ran and the darm. Lashon Kodesh is shema etzem. That's what it is. America is a askamas umma v'umma. We'll call ourselves Americans. If Snowden decided he's not an American, said he's Russian, it's not he's Russian. Zehu. It's a man-made construct. But yid is a bria, it's an am nivra, yahalol ka. It's created by Hashem. A yid is a mitzius. It's the chayid. It's created by Hashem. You can't, there's no renouncing. It's the chayid. He's a yid. It's a creation. We were made yid. Lakachas goy mikerv goy lel seder. That's when it happened and happens. A yid. A person could tap into Pesach. Tremendous, tremendous dilug. Tremendous jumping of madregas. I'm a yid. I'm really a yid. Tremendous simcha of that. Tremendous space. Look at your family geschmack. Watching somebody do the same, you should probably hug his children a lot. They're yidden. It's crazy. You should probably see everybody say they're yidden. It's nuts. Celebrate like Meshuggah. Just yidden. With the Am Hashem. We're yidden. We're chosen by Hashem, wanted by Hashem. Hashem's interest in us and wants us and talks about us and has nachas from us and has pride from us. His tefillin speak about us. He calls the whole day. Chag HaMatzah. Just my beautiful people that are into me. Yidden, a yidden. It's a day misogal. A person could be medallic things. He just chaps a miyid. It's nothing to do with his struggles, his chambesed. He's medallic. He touches deeper, gets more, gets to a deeper space. So I wanted to share the kedusha, the holiness of the night, the beauty of the whole chag, and specifically the Leil HaSeder, that we could see ourselves and see our children in a beautiful light, a beautiful way, and a beautiful view. We had the opportunity, Leil HaSeder, to see it. Bali lachatz. It's like the nights. It's not a night of lachatz. That would be very strange. Simcha Rabba, with chiyus, with song, with ava. It's a tremendous night of giving over lachatz. Okay, if somebody's creating lachatz, so we make Pesach on the world circuit. We've made Pesach in Auschwitz, and we'll make Pesach in all different circumstances. But the essence of the day is a Simcha Rabba. So Yid Chaps is a Yid that's a tremendous Zman of holiness, of Simcha, of tremendous Ava, tremendous Achdus, tremendous unity. A time that a Yid Chaps is Medalag, tremendous Dilugim a person can have. Can skip over a lot and get deeper than all his problems and issues. Can get deeper. So the Rabbanu Shem Shemizaka Asol, Moshitaka Bizaycha to learn the dinim, to keep the dinim like this time, Mizaycha, to bring our families to beautiful places. Sman Kherisen should be for our wives, for the children, call every person in the family. There's nobody, believe any exceptions. We're all getting out of Mitzrayim, all of us. So that's should be Kenya Rotz. If we could sing, you play a little bit, Yankov. The first, we share two Bardichas. The first thing would be the Bardich of the song. What? Oh, come on, we sing. I imagine that would be my guess. I don't know. You know how to play that one, Yankov? Yeah. I should have nailed it for a second. Should we start up, Avi? shalach zvani b'chasnecha. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Tonight, us gathering, learn halachas, a little in yanim, and singing, to me, it's bringing me closer, but just to prepare, to try to work with Mispalim. The achanes are also a b'yedra tefillah to Hashem. The rabbis were preparing our homes, we're trying to get rid of the chametz like Yom Mitzavos. We're trying to get ready and bake and cook matzahs and to have the sudas, to have the simchas yamtiv and all the mitzvahs, matzah, marar, haseba, all the mitzvahs, the daraisa, the rabbanon, the minhagim. We're trying to be meichen and we're mispalel to Hashem. The Rabbanon Shalom should give us taka, all of us, a siyata d'shmaya, to be lifted up, a shaka d'shanu b'mitzvaysa. Mitzvahs are mekadesh, mitzvahs uplift. We should be zeicha to a tremendous amount of kedusha for us, for our families, and l'chol Yisrael.
Amen.
What song, Yankov, do you want to sing? You pick it. I'm Shwan.
I can't miss that.
Whoever wants to still sell chametz, we could do it now.
Yeah.
Let's do it, Rabbi.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.